Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm your host, Norm Borg, from the studios at Rideau-Carlton Raceway, and this weekend is the weekend of the National Driving Championships. Drivers from all parts of Canada, rather, those that have moved on through their various regional groups, are all at Fraser Downs, and the winner has the right to represent Canada at the World Driving Championships in Norway. Too many drivers to fit in one little webcast, but we thought we'd go for the big dog. He's known as Big Mac. Of course, Paul McDonnell will be joining us. That's straight ahead on Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. This is the weekend of the National Driving Championships. They're going to be held at Fraser Downs. The winner of that particular event goes on to Norway for the World Driving Championships, and Canada has more than a license to be there. We were world champions, of course, a few years back with Jody Jameson, and Ontario's representative, one of them, is none other than Big Mac. Paul McDonnell, whose triumphs this year, or in the past year rather, include some quiet little horse named Some Beach Somewhere. I don't know if you guys have heard about him. Anyway, welcome to Trot Radio, Paul.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, best of luck, first of all, on heading out to Fraser Downs for the National Driving Championship. You've been on some of the biggest stages. You've driven, obviously, the best horse on the planet right now and for a long time with The Beach. You've driven O'Brien Award winners, Elusive Desire, Lantern Kronos, Define the World. Do you still get excited about an event like this?
Well, I think you have to a little bit. I mean, after all, it is a chance to represent your country if you do happen to reach that ultimate goal. So I think that's something that everybody, you know, would have to take pretty seriously.
Now, in a competition like this, where every position on the page gets rewarded with points, do you take a different strategy than you might normally would when you're just driving on an overnight?
I don't think so. I think the ultimate goal is to actually win the individual race that you are in and facing. So the points are going to be scattered accordingly, and you know, the best driver with the best points will be the ultimate champion. So I think that you have to just drive one race at a time and drive the horse that you're racing and hope for the best.
You're in with the likes of Gilles Barriot, Mark Campbell, Bill Davis, who pretty much owns Fraser Downs, Brad Forward, who lately has owned Western Fair, Guy Gagnon, same thing with him up here at Rideau, and Kelly Hort. They're all capable drivers. Which one of those would you not want to go head-to-head with?
Well, you know, any one of them are going to be very tough. You know, they all have their... the makings of that's why they're there, because they have makings of great drivers.
Right.
So I think probably Bill Davis will be the toughest, though. He you know, he knows the track, he knows the horses, he may have a little bit of an edge over the rest of us.
The situation is this: Fraser is a 5/8 track. A guy like Brad Forward, who's been making his bones on the half miler at London, do you find that, you know, if you've been spending a lot of time driving on half-milers and you move to a 5/8 or a 7/8, there's a bit of an adjustment?
There may be for, you know, a race or two, but, you know, these drivers, they're professional enough. They can adapt quickly. You know, myself, I've been driving pretty regularly on a 7/8 mile track, but, you know, I started my career at Cortha Downs, and that's where I learned to drive, was on a 5/8 track, so... I think it'll come back to any one of us pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, a mile's a mile, so I suppose eventually that comes. You've been driving for how long, Paul?
I think it's 26 years now.
Yeah. What do you remember the most about, other than Some Beach Somewhere? What is, say, the other big memory, big horse, outside of The Beach so far in your 23 years of driving?
Well, I've been fortunate, actually, to drive some of the more premier horses in Canada the last few years. Jeremy's Jet was a horse that made over $1 million and went on to pace in 47. You know, going back to Bay's Fella, went in the Breeders' Crown back in the early 90s. Billy Joe Jim Bob was another great horse that I had the opportunity to drive. In Vitro, Admiral's Express. I've had quite a bit of success driving those horses, and you know, basically, that's what makes a driver the horse.
It's funny, because outside of The Beach, I would think you're probably best known or best attached to the Admiral.
He was a very recognizable horse. He, you know, he's obvious in color and the fact that he was loved by many, still is. You know, people showed up every Saturday night on and watch him on TV or at the racetrack to just to get a glimpse of him, and you know, that's why he was the people's horse.
You've won some of the biggest races, the North American Cup most recently. You still want to be a player on the stakes circuit, which is what you said in your career profile on Trot on the web. What single big race is there out there that you still want to win?
Well, I'd, you know, it might be a pipe dream, but the Hambletonian would be certainly a race that would be a race that I would love to go in and win. I've been in it a couple times before. I've hit the board twice in it, finished third twice. So that's a race that, you know, it's unique in its own history. Also, the Little Brown Jug would be a very cool race to win. And closer to home, I would have to go with the Maple Leaf Trot. I mean, it's a, it's a major Canadian race that it eluded me for a long time, and it would be nice to win that one.
Well, let's take it one challenge at a time. Let's see how things go this weekend at Fraser Downs, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see you in the winner's circle there in Norway, and even in a Maple Leaf Trot or Jug or Hamble. Paul, you've done so much to further this sport amongst people who have never been to a racetrack before, and for that we are all collectively very thankful.
Well, thanks for having me on. I sure do appreciate it.
Paul McDonnell, Big Mac on Trot Radio. Thank you for this.
Thank you.
Well, Fraser Downs is going to be the site of this weekend's national driving competition, and it should be a really big shoe, and I'm not really kidding about that. You've got the best drivers in the country competing for the right to represent Canada at the World Driving Championships in Norway a little later on this year. And let's take our telephone over to Fraser Downs, where newly named Racing Secretary Jackson Widdup is there. Welcome to Trot Radio, Jackson.
Thank you, Norma. I really appreciate the first editions that you put out, so I'm glad to be part of it.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Nice gig you've got. You're out in Vancouver. The weather, I understand, is pretty nice, and you're going to be hosting some of the best reinsmen in the country. How's that working for you?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Obviously, it's a double whammy for me, as I'm also chair of Standardbred Canada, so I get to wear two hats here. On behalf of Fraser Downs and Standardbred Canada, this will be a fun day.
Now tell us once again about the format of how this is going to work.
Okay, so there's four regions in all of Canada, so there's two representatives from each, Western Canada, Ontario, Quebec, and the Maritimes. So eight of them will be here on Saturday, and then the top one goes on to Norway. So we've got eight-horse fields. I'm very happy to report there's also eligible, should we get a scratch. Hopefully that's not an issue. And they've all got, they're all going to get every post position once, and may the best man win.
Now, have the first drivers been already seeping into the Vancouver area?
Yeah, actually I talked to Paul McDonnell this morning, and he was just on his way up to Whistler to check it out. I don't believe he's ever been in BC, so I think there's a couple came in yesterday and a couple more today, and they'll all be in by tonight.
Well, Paul was just on the show before we got a hold of you, and I know he's looking very much to moving up there. We've had a world champion from the National Driving Championship in Jody Jameson. Looking at this field of drivers, I mean, they're all capable. Who would you peg as having the best chance of going to the Worlds?
Well, I just looked at it very quickly, and I actually think that the Western guys have a decent chance, quite a good chance, and then the KP veteran of Paul's going to always be tough. But I wouldn't rule out the Western guys. And one thing that's interesting that's probably worth noting is the BC Racing Commission out here, they're actually called GPEB, gave us permission that Kelly Horton, Bill Davis could enter their horses if they so desired, and they would not have to drive them. And after that, Billy Davis decided not to enter any horses, and Kelly Horton decided to enter two. So this will be a legitimate 100% driver's challenge.
That's going to be really fair because, for example, Bill Davis, not only is he one of the leading drivers, or perennially anyway, at Fraser, but he's also one of the leading trainers. So now you're putting him on a bike behind a horse he really doesn't know, and this is where the true test comes in.
Yeah, exactly. It just wasn't fair if he was able to drive his own stable. And And yet we also wanted his stable to still be able to participate and make money. It won't be too long. We go down to 2 days a week, and we've had some bad weather, and we've had some purse cuts and different things. So we didn't want to take the stable out of it. If they so desired, that was their choice. But I think it should be fun. I think it's fair, and I'm not sure if the weather's going to cooperate, but it'll be okay.
Well, harness drivers are a hardy lot. I'll tell you who you should be keeping an eye out for, and I'm not saying this with any prejudice because he hails mostly from Rideau Carlton, but that's Guy Gagnon.
Yeah, I know he comes with high praise from one of our local drivers here in Serge Massé that has known him as well. So if Serge speaks high of him, I will be watching for sure.
Guy speaks with his hands, and he does have a terrific set of hands for driving. He was the leading Dash winner at Rideau last year. And, I think he's going to he's representing Quebec, but we'll claim a piece of him on Rideau's behalf. Things get underway about what time?
We start at 1:15 local time, so that's 4:15 in the east. And I see Western Fair, they're going to have a Brad Forward type day and big screens and stuff, so it should be fun.
What's really exciting from the standpoint of one who has watched, I hate to say it, but has watched our sport decline over the years, is to see the kind of spirit that's being regenerated here. And a lot of kudos have to go out to people like yourself, the people down at London. You mentioned Brad Forward, you know, Frank Salive, Ian Fleming, people like that that have come up with this way of trying to, promote the game. I mean, this is a game where if you put it out there and if the quality is there, people come, and they will continue to come. So good work.
Yeah, that and on behalf of Standard Bred Canada, I'm very happy with the format. Now it's not just based on numbers, and obviously those numbers used to come more out of Ontario and stuff just because of the purses and more days of racing. But you now actually have to win your way to get here, and you have to win your way to go to Norway or wherever it happens to be on that given year. So between that and the national handicapping contest that also takes place, I think Standard Bred Canada's trying to take a role in doing national stuff and bringing us together.
Well, we're going to be watching it closely on Saturday, and we're going to wish every one of the participants the best of luck. Continued success in your new role over at Fraser Downs, Jackson.
Thank you.
We'll be speaking to you on a number of future editions of Trot Radio. Thank you for this.
Please do.
Our thanks to Paul McDonnell and Jackson Whittup, and we wish nothing but the best to all the participants in the National Driving Championship. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standard Bred Canada, produced by Boer Communications.